The Gospel reading for this Sunday is from the second half of John's Gospel. Jesus has finished his public ministry and is instructing his disciples in readiness for his departure from this world. His imminent death, resurrection, and ascension will give them the gospel message that they must proclaim. A few weeks ago, we celebrated Jesus' death on Good Friday and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. Last Thursday, on Ascension Day, we celebrated Jesus' ascension into heaven. We look forward to celebrating Pentecost next Sunday. Chapters 13 to 17 of John's Gospel concern Jesus' last evening on earth. He spends it with his disciples, instructing and praying for them. Jesus is now prepared to die. He explains to his disciples the benefit of his leaving and prepares them to continue his mission of salvation. He has to leave so that the Holy Spirit can come to their aid in their ministry of gospel proclamation. God's earthly presence in the form of his Son Jesus will be transmuted into his spiritual presence in the form of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 17 comprises Jesus' prayer. This prayer shows that Jesus is totally devoted to the glory of the Father and to the mission for which the Father has sent him into the world. His prayer contains three parts. In verses 1 to 5, Jesus prays for himself. In verses 6 to 19, Jesus prays for his disciples. And in our reading this morning, verses 20 to 26, Jesus prays for the church, for all future believers. In other words, Jesus prays for all of us. None of us were living 2,000 years ago, so we did not get to hear from Jesus, the gospel directly from Jesus. We are believers because we believe the truth of the gospel through the disciples' testimony, just as we did this morning when we heard John's gospel being read to us. There is a very explicit purpose statement in John's gospel. It comes at the end of the gospel in chapter 20, verse 31. John states that he writes his gospel so that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing we may have life in his name. Jesus prays that the glory which the Father has given to him will also be given to us, so that we may bear witness to the world, so that we may share the true identity of Jesus as the Son of God, sent by his Father to save the world. Believers have come to truly know God the Father through Jesus, his incarnate Son. Jesus was loved by God from the foundation of the world. The love that the Father has for the Son is given to us so that we may reflect the Father's love by our love for Jesus and for our fellow human beings. We are to be Christian communities based on Jesus and demonstrated by our mutual care for each other. The mutual love among believers provides a compelling witness to the truth of the gospel. Jesus said, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." We believers are God's children, adopted by him when we first believed. Secure in the Father's love for us, the same love with which he loved his Son Jesus, we are each called to proclaim the Father's love to a dark, hostile, and unbelieving world. When Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, people believed in God. In fact, they believed in many gods. The Jews alone believed in the one and only true God. Today, many people don't even believe in the concept of God. They don't believe in an afterlife. This life is all there is, so nothing should prevent their enjoyment of it. Witnessing today is very difficult, as a high-profile atheist like Richard Dawkins command the world's attention, especially the media. Even if people reluctantly think that there may be a God, they don't want to bow down and worship him, and they certainly don't want to surrender their lives to his lordship. If a life lived in modern-day Australia is all about self-interest, all about self-enjoyment, how can the good news of the sacrificial love of Jesus resonate with a people who are so self-absorbed? These days, so long as it doesn't hurt anyone, anything goes. It is into this kind of world that we believers must penetrate with the gospel. In his prayer for believers, Jesus prays for unity. The pattern for unity is a relationship between the Father and the Son. Just as the Father is in the Son, Jesus prays that we also may be united with the Father and the Son, so that the whole world may believe that Jesus is the one sent by God, that by believing in him, they will be saved. Our faith leads us to unity with the Father and the Son and with each other. This unity leads to faith. Unless believers are unified, how can we expect to give credible testimony to the truth that Jesus is the only way to the Father? The truth that Jesus is the only way that we can be saved from sin, that Jesus is the only way to eternal life. However, unity is not an end in itself. It is the means by which we believers together might be authentic witnesses to the whole world, so that all may believe and know that the God who created the world loved us so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross on our behalf. Unfortunately, as we reflect on the church's disunity throughout its history, we can easily see how far we have fallen short of Jesus' prayer for unity of believers. Christian witnessing today is hard, and it is made harder by our disunity. The lack of unity undermines our witness to an unbelieving world. However, we cannot let go of gospel truth for the sake of unity. We need wisdom and discernment through the Holy Spirit to figure out what is important to hold on to for the sake of the gospel. We need to be united in our evangelism. We are all called to be part of Jesus' mission. This includes everyone today, sitting in the pews, singing in the choir stalls. Mission is not just a church program here at St. John's. Like Jesus, we have all been sent by God to proclaim the good news. We are each sent to tell the world of God's saving love and the sacrifice of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. After Jesus ascends to heaven, the Holy Spirit will descend on the disciples. The Holy Spirit will help and strengthen us as he helped and strengthened the disciples. The Holy Spirit will give us the courage to continue Jesus' mission. As we prepare to celebrate Pentecost next week, let us all look for opportunities to share the good news with our family, our friends, our neighbours, our colleagues, and everyone we meet. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you sent your Son to save us. Send us out in the power of your Spirit in unity to faithfully proclaim your gospel so that more people may be saved. In the name of Jesus, Amen.